somebody asks you how many times a week you go to town, you might ask just as well, instead of how many times, you might ask you how
often.
Somebody says, I'm not going to do it. You say, you don't want to do it either. And he says, I'm not going to do it. You say, well,
George.
You say, me either?
Let me do it.
Or me neither?
I want to eat. Oh, if I didn't want to. Me either.
This is my left ear. This is my
right ear.
If I let it grow, I'd have a long black
beard.
My tongue is in my
mouth.
And these are my
teeth.
And I have one left. You say one. They're actually, most of these are false, but I got one. One, two. And my teeth are set in my
gums.
And this is my hand. It has fingers and a
palm.
And these are my two
fists.
And an elbow is not a bone, it's sort of a
joint.
I'm beating my
breast.
Or my
chest.
And these are my two
shoulders.
And if I had a great deal of muscle, I would be very
strong.
Do you have any, would I be stout too? Or do you have to be big boned all over to be stout?
Well, you might be stout, yes.
I'm small boned, you can see.
You should. Well, I'm looking at those.
Would a woman be stout?
Could be.
Could she be husky?
Yes.
Could a baby be husky?
Yes, could be.
Okay. An old lady who makes everybody embarrassed because she gets around better than they do, you might say, she's certainly a
spry.
Any other words are similar to that you might use? She's quite lively? Or
lively, yes.
Or peppy?
Peppy.
Brash?
Mm-hmm.
Brash? Does that mean the same thing?
I don't know. I don't use it much.
I think it has a little different connotation. Would you say she's right pert? Or does that sound foreign to
you? Well,
no, pert is, I think, if they're really dressed up in that way, I think sometimes they call them pert.
But you wouldn't say right pert, anyway. You could say quite pert, maybe, but not right pert. Somebody said, let's put it this way. You won't go through the cemetery at midnight because you say, well, I'm
scared.
Or another one, I'm, same thing, same word, same type of word. Another word for scared.
Afraid.
I would you say I'm too. I'm
too scared.
You said you may be scared now, but you weren't 10 years ago. In other words, you didn't to be scared. You didn't. Would you say I didn't used to be scared?
I didn't used to be that. Or yes.
A person who doesn't care about anything might be called a very
careless.
That's not a very good definition, but that's the word I'm after. I didn't give a very good definition. Any other words that mean something like strange or odd or unusual? Something very strange or odd or unusual happened. Another way of saying that would be something very